Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. We trust everybody had a wonderful Mother's Day. And if you didn't, well, we pray that God will bless you and comfort you and strengthen you.
Amen.
Because I know many are remembering their mothers who've gone on to their heavenly reward. And sometimes that's a little painful. So, anyhow.
For us left.
But. For those left, yes. Today we're going to talk about, well, let me ask you this. Have you ever read a scripture that ignited a mental firestorm, stirring your spirit and energizing your fingers on a laptop keyboard? Well, here's the scripture that fired us up.
Proverbs 12, verse 24. This in the New Living Translation. Work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and become a slave.
Hallelujah. As I heard that scripture, I was reminded of a quote by Brian Tracy, the noted author and success teacher, who said, successful people are always looking for opportunities to help others. Unsuccessful people are always asking, what's in it for me?
That's a good quote.
That's a great quote. You know, being successful is not necessarily the result of your educational experience, any kind of experience, your family background or luck, but neither is being unsuccessful the result of those same things. We're going to talk about six differences between successful and unsuccessful people. Number one, successful people make plans. Unsuccessful people make excuses.
That's strong. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10 in the Message Bible says, don't you remember the rule we had when we lived with you? If you don't work, you don't eat. And now we're getting reports that a bunch of lazy, good-for-nothings are taking advantage of you. This must not be tolerated. We command them to get to work immediately, no excuses, no arguments, and earn their own keep. Friends, don't slack off in doing your duty.
Wow. If you spend your life looking for excuses, well, you'll never have time to solve problems. And if you're good at making excuses, then you'll never be good at anything else.
Proverbs 1, verse 25 in the New International Version says, the plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty.
You know, I've written extensively in the past on plans, excuses. You can visit our website, haroldherring.com, if you're looking for information or more revelation on the subject. But people with excuses will never be remembered for what they did or even what they could have done. Think about that, honey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's exactly right. Number two, successful people live disciplined lives. Unsuccessful people do what feels good at the moment. Living a disciplined financial life is saying no to impulse buying and yes to becoming debt-free. A disciplined financial life is saying no today so you can have a better tomorrow. If you remember, Proverbs 12:24 says, if you don't work hard, you won't be a leader. In fact, you'll become a slave.
Mm. Proverbs 22, verse 7 in the Contemporary English Version. The poor are ruled by the rich, and those who borrow are slaves of moneylenders.
Financial discipline today will keep you from being a slave to someone else tomorrow. Let's say that another way. If you lead an undisciplined financial life, instead of spending your retirement years visiting your grandchildren, family, and friends, You'll be greeting your family and friends as they walk through the doors of McDonald's or Walmart. Make the tough decisions now so you don't have to live a life without choices later on. Number three, successful people associate with those who have dreams and goals. Unsuccessful people associate with wishers. They wish they had a better life, but they never do anything about it. You're blessed. We're blessed or cursed by the people we associate with. Let me say the same thing in a different manner. You will either be successful or unsuccessful by the people you associate with. I encourage you, I've done this before, to make a list of your seven closest friends and associates. Now, once you make that list, I want you to ask yourself four questions. And like I said, I've asked them before, but they bear repeating. What does this person add to my life? What's the greatest negative influence this person has on my life? What's the last positive idea, scripture, or thought this person shared with me? Does this person motivate me to be all that I can be? Frankly, it only makes sense to associate with people who can encourage, exhort, build you up, and lift you up as you pursue your dreams of success. Surround yourself with people who also have a dream, a goal, a vision of what they want their lives to be.
1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 in the New Living Translation says, "Do not be so deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communion, associations, corrupt and depraved good manners and morals and character."
Number four, successful people are never thrown by obstacles to their success. Unsuccessful people whine about how unfair things are. What or who's the greatest obstacle or limitation you face in achieving your goals? Look in the mirror for an answer, because it's you. When you look in the mirror, you need to be looking with the eye of the Spirit. Don't look with the natural eye at your physical appearance or what you're wearing. Forget what people have said, or even more importantly, what you've thought about your own abilities and perhaps failures of the past. When you look in the mirror, you need to realize that you're not alone. You got the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost working on your team.
And that's crucially important to remember. Deuteronomy 28, verse 8 in the Contemporary English Version says, "The Lord your God is giving you the land, and he will make sure you are successful in everything you do. Your harvest will be so large that your storehouses will be full."
I love that scripture. In fact, that's a great scripture to personalize. The Lord, Carol's God, is giving her the land, and he will make sure Carol is successful in everything she does. Carol's harvest will be so large that her storehouse will be full. Personalize that verse for you. That's an amazing scripture. Now, we could give you a number of reasons why whining is a bad idea. But really, all we need to give you is one. God doesn't like it.
There you go. Numbers 11, verse 10. This in the Message Bible. Moses heard the whining, all those families whining in front of their tents. God's anger blazed up. Moses saw that things were in a bad way.
You know, I heard somebody was whining once, and they said, "Do you want some cheese with your wine?" I always thought that was funny. But I can tell you this, whining is not funny to God. Number five, successful people manage their time and their lives. Unsuccessful people wonder what happened to their time. You decide, not somebody else. You decide, not the passing of time on a clock. You decide what you'll do with every minute of every day that God has given you. Don't be discouraged. There's a way around every hindrance. But before we read this next scripture, hear this. We need to embrace every moment that God gives us. We need to anticipate miracle breakthroughs at every moment during the day. We need to have that level of expectation in our lives.
Amen.
We really do.
Nehemiah 6, verse 9 in the New Living Translation. They were just trying to intimidate us, imagining that they could discourage us and stop the work. So I continued the work with even greater determination.
God wants us to take charge of our divine destiny with a firm determination to make our days count.
Psalm 90, verse 12 in the Contemporary English Version says, teach us to use wisely all the time we have.
Here's a revelation. The title of the Rolling Stones song, Time is on My Side, can be a reality in our lives if we make the right choices. Our Heavenly Father wants us to maximize our time, using every second of every day for His greater glory. It's time to be about His business. Number 6, successful people are willing to make tough decisions. Unsuccessful people always look for the easy way out. If you were to ask the average person if they were a coward, they would probably emphatically respond with a vigorous no. However, that response is being offered in good times. The real question of character and intestinal fortitude is determined when times are tough.
Jeremiah 46, verse 20 in the Message Bible. Too bad, Egypt, a beautiful sleek heifer attacked by a horsefly from the north. All her hired soldiers are stationed to defend her, like well-fed calves they are. But when their lives are on the line, they'll run off, cowards every one. When the going gets tough, they'll take the easy way out.
What appears to be the easy way out of adverse circumstances most often turns into a slippery slope. But you can't say that real fast. Slippery slope of failure and disillusionment. If you want to become successful, debt-free, and have more than enough, there'll be times when you have to make tough decisions. You may have to say no to something you wanted to buy for yourself or for your children. God highly respects those who can make tough decisions, who will stand and fight for what's right on the journey to a better way of life. There's a difference between successful and unsuccessful people. I want to end again with that quote from Brian Tracy. Successful people are always looking for opportunities to help others. Unsuccessful people are always asking, what's in it for me? So the question for each of us, are we looking for others to help, or are we looking out for ourselves? That's the difference. Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 9:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. Yeah, 8:30 Eastern.
8:30 Eastern. You got excited.